This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 232 to 197 to impeach President Trump on a single count of incitement of insurrection. Nothing else will take place until Trump has already left office. Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
This WHO mission should have been a year earlier. You know, this is the third WHO mission. The first two were just single-day affairs. And this, at this point, is for us, you know, just publicizing China's narrative. These guys are not going to be able to do what they need to do, which is to stay there months and months and to talk to everybody unfettered. But this is very heavily negotiated. Beijing has made sure that the terms of admission are such that we will learn nothing.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now that the House has formally impeached President Trump for a second time, chances are this will end up going nowhere. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
With the House of Representatives impeaching President Trump for the second time on Wednesday, where do things stand in the Senate? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America he's not exactly sure how this will go down in the Senate.
Given what I've heard so far, I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. You know, there's certainly a lot of discontent, as was mentioned earlier in your report, in the Republican Party, and a lot of upset over the conduct that's happened over the last 9 weeks, really. We're now talking about since Election Day. And so, you can never, I'll put it this way, I wouldn't bet it one way or the other. But if you ask me to make a prediction, I would say it's less likely than likely.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
67 senators will need to sign on for the impeachment to move forward. USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now that President Trump has been impeached by Congress for a second time, what happens next? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
With the House's impeachment vote on Wednesday, all eyes are now in the Senate to see what the next steps will be. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham called on President-elect Joe Biden to push for an end to the impeachment process. The South Carolina Republican told Fox News that the effort to remove President Trump was a divisive attack on the presidency.
To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country, and if we go along with it as Republicans, we will destroy the Republican Party. If we do it as a Senate, I think over time we'll destroy the presidency. So Joe Biden, if you're watching tonight, you have a chance to practice what you preach. You should call on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, for the good of the country, President Trump will be leaving office on January the 20th. Let's stop impeachment. Let's stop it it now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Durock.
Trump is the only president in history to be impeached twice.
Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Yeah, maybe that's what we need to do, is just stop. Take a breath, okay? We're going to be okay. I have faith in the American people. The system's something else altogether, and our next guest is going to talk about health care, and you'll understand a little bit further, because we've kind of relied so much on outside forces instead of self-responsibility, and how's that worked for us? The Affordable Care Act, less than affordable, and we're still dealing with some of the elements of this Affordable Care Act, and it's Joe Biden's ambition to revive it and maybe make it the Biden Affordable Care Act under his new administration. We've got the award-winning journalist, best-selling author, and PBS NewsHour's Making Sense website columnist, Phil Mueller, is going to be joining us in just a moment. But just a little bit of background here. U.S. health care costs roughly twice as much per person as it does in other developed nations, but ranks near the bottom in quality measures. Did you hear that? Let me repeat this to make sure you get a grasp of what's going on here comparatively. U.S. healthcare costs roughly twice as much per person as it does in other developed nations, but ranks near the bottom in quality measures. Of course, your immediate critical question, if you haven't abandoned all critical thought and questioning, is how can that be? Well, though the coronavirus pandemic exposed many of the system's shortcomings, the major health care reform seems unlikely in the face of a deeply divided government and the entrenched interest of for-profit health providers. And I go back and yield to what our U.S. Constitution says. It's a government of, for, by, we the people. So that commands us to get activated and to be responsible for our health care. Phil Mueller, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks so much for having me on, Bill.
Okay, this book, very important, what you've done. I mean, this is excellent because it really brings clarity to the current healthcare system as it stands today and opens our eyes to not just to yield to the current status quo, but to do something about it. Because as citizens of a free country still, we do have that ability, do we not?
We absolutely do. And I purposely didn't do a rant book. We all know we have serious healthcare problems. What I tried to do is say, okay, how do we use the system we've got now, you know, warts and all, to get access to better care, in some cases cheaper care, and to have better health outcomes. And you're absolutely right that it begins with you, the person. One of the big shocks for people in healthcare is that nobody's looking out for them. They have to look out for themselves. People often realize this when they have a health issue, or certainly when they change insurance and they have to go out on their own and find a new kind of coverage and they realize how complicated it is. But just before we launch into that, let me put your opening comment in some context. Those health expenses totaled $3.8 trillion in 2019. And imagine if we had half of that, $1.9 trillion, either in our pockets or for the government to use to deal with climate change, infrastructure, education, the long list of, you know, major social initiatives that we would like to provide more money for. But we don't have that, and we're not going to have it anytime soon. And so that being the case, this book tells you how you individually can basically do your own health care reform.
Exactly. And this is something that we've been saying from day one, going back to the Affordable Care Act. If we took self-responsibility, Phil, I can tell you, years ago, I started dealing directly with doctors on a cash and carry basis. Our health care was going crazy, and this was even before we were told that, you know, the Affordable Care Act was going to be less. And then, of course, we found out that it went from, our health care premiums went from like, $1,200 for a family of four, $1,200 to over $2,000 overnight. Thank you very much. But fortunately, what we had done was we had already made movement to deal with the doctors direct, be cash and carry, because we realized that anywhere from 36-40% of that bill that the doctor has to charge is to accommodate the expense for administrative costs with the insurance companies. So I said, okay, would you much rather have cash and have it now? Or would you much rather go through the insurance, have your administrative staff, you know, get burdened with that, and then in some cases, well, I say in most cases, doctors, you know, they would be paid like 90, 120 days later, and then sometimes they'd say, hey, we got a check for you, but we need a discount. After all that, you know, this is routinely what happens in the medical field, and the doctors, you know, that we care and love, are getting clobbered at the expense of the system.
Well, you know, Bill, going back a few decades, when insurance started to become a major part of health, we used to pay our providers directly, and the insurer paid us.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the money went to us, and then we distributed it, and we maintained control of that relationship. And what happened over time is these big healthcare companies figured out, well, this is not a good way for us. Let's cut the consumer out of the process. And they did.
Yes.
So now the consumer never sees the flow of money to the healthcare providers. It goes straight from the insurance company to the provider. And what's happened over the years is that the providers have sort of, wink, wink, nod, nod, worked out a deal with the insurance company so that they both make more money. We don't feel the hit right away, but we clearly feel it over time in terms of those rising healthcare expenses.
Now, what you're pointing out here now, Phil, is the reality of why healthcare expenses, I mean, this is all contributory to the cost of healthcare. And after everything is said and done, for the cost, are we getting better healthcare or are we getting less?
It's interesting. We're getting more healthcare, but it's not better.
Mm-hmm.
The system is biased towards providing care we don't need. And the reason is because people get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get paid, whether your product is good or not, you're going to sell your product.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. There's no correlation in the United States between the cost of health care and the quality of health care. Just think about that for a moment. You know, I tell people, you can pay Mercedes prices for health care, and if you're old enough to remember, you will get a Yugo in return for your money.
Yeah, sadly, this is what's happening. I mean, we're again. This is what the bureaucracy does to us, Phil. And I'm sure this drives you crazy as well. Because when you realize what are we doing, we're just repeating, you know, these same old mistakes and incentivizing all the wrong behavior. And I don't know if we even expect results, if they even care about results. Because what seems to be preeminent is their bottom line, not necessarily the well-being of the people they're supposed to serve. Is that fair?
That's fair up to a point. And I don't want to, you know, paint everybody with a broad brush. There are wonderful healthcare providers. There are doctors and hospitals and nurses that go way above and beyond, and we've seen them during the pandemic.
Yes.
But they have to operate in a system that's just not friendly. So, but I want to go back for a second because I don't want to just throw out the baby with the bathwater here. The Affordable Care Act had loads of problems, but one of the things it did is reset our expectations of what's covered in health care You know, it ruled out pre-existing conditions as a reason to reject care. It mandated a number of useful preventive care measures be either free or very low in price. Those things were terrific, and I talked to private insurers, and they say, you know, if the Affordable Care Act went away, we're not going back to the way we did business before.
I hear
that
you.
Act had tremendous impact, even though it noted got loads of problems.
Got to go to break. More from Phil Mueller after this. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service.
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with the award-winning journalist Philip Mueller about your health care. As I often tell the kids, Phil, it is experience that defines preference, and we did learn a lot with the country's attempt at a national health care system. I think, to me, one of the major takeaways is that we got a lot of smart people available. But if we don't bring them into the discussion and work through some of these things, we have a bit of the debacle that occurred. And I'm not trying to broad brush this thing, and I'm certainly not trying to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I just think we're a lot smarter than this. And if we can get it out of, you know, the political influence and realm and really think about who is being served here. And it is always, at least I grew up with the idea that it's always the customer. In this case, the patient. And, you know, what can we do to honor, especially in as great a country as we have here? But if everything is going to be, have to be filtered through all this political, worldview and bias in that, then I think it gets problematic. And I don't know, maybe that still might be a little bit too broad, but I do have an open mind, and I do have trust in the smart people that reside within the healthcare community to come up with the right solutions. Their experience as well has defined their preference, and I think we'll have better ideas today to this end, you know, kind of like what your book reflects. Your book reflects experience, and we've got people on, you know, on the front lines that have experienced things that says, look, we could put together a true world-class healthcare system that will better serve. Is that fair to say?
I think long-term it's fair to say, but you and I are both going to be really, really old before that happens. So, again, the point of the book is here are things you can do today. And one of the big areas is preventive care. People roll their eyes and they say, oh, I know what I'm supposed to do. We do not take good care of ourselves as a society.
Right.
We are overweight. We're under-exercised. We don't practice preventive health care, which, as I earlier said, in many respects is either free or largely free. Well, the book goes over all those details. It tells you how to evaluate the care you need and the care you don't. It tells you how to find people who have had the exact same health issues you have, and you know that there is somebody out there that's gone through whatever problem you're going through. And social media provides great support systems today, and that's a big part of the book because those people have walked a mile in your shoes, and they can provide both emotional and factual support to help you navigate your healthcare challenges.
Yeah, right off the bat, you bring up something that's absolutely key, personal responsibility of your healthcare and, you know, care for yourself from the get-go, you know, walking, getting up, being properly hydrated. Oh, yeah, breathing. Breathing is good and healthy, too. Just some basics that you should already know, you know, just kind of like what we're doing in the pandemic, you know, like hand washing and, you know, careful when you sneeze and where you sneeze and all that good stuff, you know, in your arm, not out in everybody's air that they're breathing, just some common sense things. But just that measure alone, Phil, what are we talking about? If we're taking better care, preventative health care, just the right choices about our health right off the bat, are we talking about, you know, a 50, 60% difference?
I don't know if I can calculate. It's going to depend on the individual. One of the things I try to avoid is these generic averages because you're not average and neither are your healthcare needs. So all I can say with certainty is that you absolutely will have better health. You absolutely will spend less money on healthcare. The cheapest healthcare is the care you don't need. We waste, you mentioned administrative costs. Beyond that, upwards of a third of the care we actually get isn't needed. It's very low value care. The book identifies those care areas, introduces you to tools where you can find out details about the care, and most importantly, gives you tips on how to talk back to your doctors and other care providers. You know, we're trained to be sheep when it comes to sitting in front of our doctor, and the doctor says, "Jump."
It's that white coat, Phil.
Absolutely.
It's the white coat and the stethoscope. That's it.
Doctors make mistakes. Doctors are busy. And doctor incentives aren't always in our interest, as you know, we've already alluded to. Sometimes they basically want to dip into the trough a little bit. A lot of doctors have started to own sort of clinics and testing sites and other things, and they have biases. And so what you need to do is basically take a breath, take a step back from a diagnosis, and say, what else could it be? Could you talk to me, doctor, about those choices? Can you tell me a little bit about what this procedure is going to cost? Can you tell me where it might be done? Can you tell me what other choices I have? You need to give yourself some time here to make an informed and smart decision.
Yeah, keep asking the questions. You know, your book, is, as I've gone through it here, Phil, is such a blessing. I mean, it's a real gift, you know, to the people who take advantage of this information and how you've put this together. It's in three parts. Part one, health insurance basics. We touched on some of those. You're kind of getting into part two right now in terms of your healthcare team and talking to your doctor, building up a network of counselors, other people, like you say, that maybe you've connected with on the internet, to relatives and that sort of thing, who have experienced a similar condition and what they bring, you know, to the discussion and to the solution for you. The third part is the new healthcare choices that we hinted at earlier, and I want to get into that right now, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. And let me just say, Bill, that I have a companion website, getwhatyours.org, that provides all of the sort of connective tissue you need to make sense of the book, and I also publish articles on the website to update anything in the book that may have changed, as you know. As soon as you hit the send key on a manuscript to the publisher, the book's out of date.
Exactly.
But yes, the new healthcare is fascinating. There are some stories in the book. Walmart become a major force in what I call on-demand retail healthcare. Unlike the opaqueness of medical prices, Walmart posts their prices online, and they're really cheap. And so you don't even need insurance to get a better deal. And if you have insurance, it may, Walmart takes insurance, and I think this is the sort of the tip of the spear. This is the leading edge. CVS is getting big time into retail healthcare. So are lots of others. And because the system has failed us in a lot of ways, smart entrepreneurs are taking advantage of that. And there's so much financial waste in the system that these newcomers can invent a better mousetrap, improve quality, reduce price, and they can still make a bundle.
Yeah, and they're counting on personal responsibility. And the fact is, I mean, sometimes we talk about personal responsibility like it's some far-fetched sort of thing. I mean, we are wired innately for personal responsibility. We may have some other forces that would try and tell us different. And especially when you get a diagnosis, I mean, that kind of spins you a bit, and I can understand how that may create some psychological chaos. But again, like you said, great prescription. Take a moment, breathe, let's ask questions, and let's really understand what we're dealing with. But these entrepreneurs are saying that our very nature is to be self-responsible, and by making this available, it really empowers the customer slash patient, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. You know, I wrote a piece, and the headline was, "Want to reform healthcare? Shop for it."
Yes.
Increasingly, we can shop for healthcare. We can cause providers to compete for our business. We don't have to just take what's on the plate. We can say, I want a new meal, thank you.
How much longer before we can go across state lines?
That's really interesting, and I don't think much longer at all. And frankly, you can already do that if you sort of know who you want to talk to. What we need is to move from what only the few insiders know to what everybody can know and do.
Exactly. And your book goes a long way in informing us, and also the website to keep us up to date and to keep the dialogue going, because, as you said, this is dynamic. You know, what we think we know today, I mean, tomorrow a diagnosis can put everything on its head, and we've got to know the go-to resources that we can take advantage of to help us through, hey, look, at a healthy life, even right now, if you have no particular, health crisis. Again, as we wrap things up, Phil, 10 seconds left, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, www.getwhatyours.org.
Bill Miller, you've been awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Take care, Bill.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 232 to 197 to impeach President Trump on a single count of incitement of insurrection. Nothing else will take place until Trump has already left office. Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
This WHO mission should have been a year earlier. You know, this is the third WHO mission. The first two were just single-day affairs. And this, at this point, is for us, you know, just publicizing China's narrative. These guys are not going to be able to do what they need to do, which is to stay there months and months and to talk to everybody unfettered. But this is very heavily negotiated. Beijing has made sure that the terms of admission are such that we will learn nothing.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, this is a song with a lot of encouragement, ladies and gentlemen. I know it looks bad in so many ways, but, you know, it's like that old saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And to me, this is one of the potential reconfigurations and maybe resets that we need to do as a nation. And that is to realize that politics has misserved us. I mean, really, for all that we've gone through, all the hysteria that we've exercised in the recent years, how well off are we when we find out that the institutions have abandoned us, they've become utterly corrupt, and they've got us all revved up and at each other's throats. And I'm saying, the hell with politics. I mean, we need to get back to the basics and understand what is it that unites us. What unites us as one is under the flag, the red, white, and blue, the Constitution, that we are above anything else. We are Americans. We're not Republicans or Democrats or Independents. Yes, that's a subset. But look at how well that served us. You know, how well off are we because we can go out there and proudly say, well, we're Democrats. I mean, you know, you've even got Democrats who are jumping ship. Republicans are jumping ship. I mean, everybody's jumping ship because it's a mess. And if you think not, listen to what's coming up next when we talk with Adam Angieski from Open the Books. Adam, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us, buddy. How are you?
Great to be on the program, Bill. Thank you very much for your interest in our work.
Well, I'm very interested, and you know it's been boy from day one because of one of your founders who was so involved in keeping us abreast of the, you know, the corruption, the rank mis and malfeasance of the people's money, you know. And I congratulate Open the Books and your team for what you're doing. And the announcement, I was glad to hear that you're doubling down. And this is also, I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, to keep you aware of this, is because you need to put your money in ground that is well seeded and able to accept and really maximize your investment. If you're interested in a government being accountable, then you need to get behind Open the Books. I mean, they're going to double their investigations, and you'll be doing now what, one a month?
We're looking for one deep dive federal investigation per month. That's 12 per year. Last year in 2020, even during the pandemic, we turned out six. We did 40 investigations up to 1,200 words. We want to do 140 investigations at the federal, state, and local level in the coming year. So, like, for instance, Bill, last year, like in the very poor border town of Laredo, Texas, we discovered that they paid their village manager, actually two out of the last three village managers, up to $880,000 a year. So that was an investigation at the local level. At the state level, for example, we sued the state of California because they are the only state that refuses to turn over their line-by-line state spending. The comptroller says she can't find one of the 49 million transactions that she paid out last year to the tune of, you know, over $300 billion. We want to see all of that like we do in the other 49 states. And then at the federal level, we turn out these great oversight reports, one of which we'll talk about in today's program, at least today.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, Tom Coburn, who was my hero, as yours as well, and so many other Americans, because he was the champion in the Senate, you know, sounding the alarm for this government waste, you know, time and again. And it had to be frustrating for him. I mean, with his medical background, I mean, this is a smart guy, and realizing the institutions and the bureaucracy of our government are so well entrenched. I mean, call them the deep state, call them what you want, call it the ruling class. This was very, very difficult, and I'm so grateful, Adam, that you and your team have picked up this legacy and are continuing on with the baton, because this is an ongoing race. I mean, it is never ending. There's just something about, you know, this is like, I remember when I was a kid growing up, you know, one of the scariest movies I saw was The Blob, and this is kind of it. I mean, this is The Blob. From this professional ruling class that has just taken over. It's got an inertia, a mind of its own, but the mind is one of, you know, one of survival and ongoing consumption of the people's money and waste of it.
Well, Bill, I want to speak to Coburn's impact, because in 2013, Time put Coburn on their list of the 100 most influential persons in the world. And this was a small state senator. You know, Coburn came out of Oklahoma. And so how did he make an impact in the U.S. Senate? Well, the first thing is he helped open the books. He co-sponsored, reached across the aisle with then-Illinois Senator Barack Obama to post the federal checkbook online, the Google Your Government Act back in 2007. So he opened the books on him. The second thing he did is he went after duplication, and he got a law passed saying, you know, basically declaring war on duplicate federal programs. And hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. I think it's like $100 billion worth of.
Yeah, over 400. Yeah, exactly. And has that ever been resolved?
Yeah, taxpayer savings of over $400 billion because of that bill. And nobody even talks about that. But that's a robust part of the Coburn legacy. The other thing that he did is he showcased and made famous on the floor of the United States Senate the Bridge to Nowhere. So we all know about the Bridge to Nowhere, but it's Coburn in large part that made it famous in the early days. And he stopped earmarks. You know, they used that Halo example to stop earmarks, and that battle's being fought again in Pelosi's house.
Well, it's ongoing because it's almost like gravity. It exists because of, you know, quid pro quo, you know, that famous phrase that we learned in the last 18 months. And exactly, Pelosi's house, I mean, they are experts. They're 10-degree black belts in earmarks. And, you know, this is why even Bill Clinton, if you'll recall, wanted to have the opportunity to execute a line-by-line veto. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, you know, and so they all but tarred and feathered, you know, their own standard bearer over that idea, right?
Well, and there was retaliation. So Coburn was a medical doctor. He delivered babies, about 4,000 babies, back in his small town of Oklahoma. And the Senate Republicans, in large part, stripped him of the ability to practice medicine while he was in the United States Senate, effectively retired him as a doctor. Wow.
His own party goes after him.
Yes. Yeah, Ted Stevens, the senator from Alaska, you know, Coburn was a freshman U.S. senator in the well of the United States Senate when he brought forward the amendment on earmarks and called out the Bridge to Nowhere in Alaska, bridge going to less than 100 residents from the mainland to an island. Ted Stevens barged down the aisle, red-faced, fist-clenched, and yelled at Coburn to get his amendment off the floor, and then he refused. And so there was retaliation.
Well, and this is the nature of our government in terms of retaliation. This is, part of the exercise and the weapons that they utilize in order to, you know, keep their constituency lined up. Nancy Pelosi has been heavy-handed to that degree. This is why, they're in lockstep, and she's been
effective Coburn lesson here. That night, it was the middle of the night, but it was being broadcast on C-SPAN. Coburn lost that vote on the earmark amendment that night, 89-11. Hardly anybody stood with him. But he knew when the American people woke up the next morning that he would win it eventually, and they did. And that's political leadership.
Exactly. It kind of reminds you a little bit of what has happened here recently and how people are pigpiling against Donald Trump. And will that be that morning in America that they will wake up to the truth and realize that he's been more of an ally than a foe for the American people? What do you think? You have any comment on that?
Oh, I thought you were going to the break.
No.
Look, history is being written now.
No doubt it's being written. The challenge that we have, Adam, is true history being written? You know, like it's been said by communist leaders, he who controls the present controls the past and can have their way with history. And that's what we need to keep an eye on to make sure that the whole truth and nothing but is what we hear. We've got more from Adam after this.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry and local leaders in Mozambique recently initiated a Bible training radio program in the Chichewa language, and it's already receiving positive responses. The program is geared towards training pastors, but seekers and new believers also tune in to the broadcasts. One listener shared his journey of repentance after hearing a lesson on the parable of the prodigal son. He shares that while he was not a believer, this broadcast helped him to see that he was a sinner in need of forgiveness. He says, "I need repentance because I'm a sinner. I want God to forgive me." It's exciting to hear from unbelievers who've been enlightened and are now putting their faith in Christ after listening to the Tide Radio program.
To learn more about how the Tide Radio programs are helping to train pastors and share the gospel with listeners in Mozambique, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez for We the People.
I'll tell you, there's so much to learn about the history of our country, and even modern history. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Angieski is with us from Open the Books. And we were just talking, you know, about what we could learn and what he even shared with his daughter about mob reaction and the mob mentality and how you can find yourself, you know, caught up in the energy and the emotions of a mob, and may even wonder after it's all said and done, is going, gosh, I know I did that, but I don't know why. You know, that's not who I am. I just got caught up in the emotions. And it's in instances like that where, you know, life-changing mistakes can happen. Right, Adam?
Right, and it happens in an instant, and especially with the psychology of crowds. So we have an executive here in Illinois. He's a technology executive. He's wealthy. I mean, he had the financial wherewithal in the last election cycle to give $25,000 to the Trump campaign, and he was out for the peaceful rally, and he got caught up in the march to the Capitol, and he went into the Capitol, and he's been arrested, and he's been fired, and his whole life is turned upside down, and he's the executive with the quote in the national news that it was the worst decision of his entire life. He made a bad decision in the instant, and he was arrested, and he's going to be prosecuted. So I sat my daughters down over, you know, when we were having dinner, and I brought out the newspaper and read them this example and told them about the psychology of the crowd and the mob mentality. And they're going to face instances like we all have in our lives
where
the crowd can move you forward. And you have to be able to identify that in real time and get yourself out of there.
Exactly. Well, and this is what happens if you're not used to it, like you said, because of your father's background, your family background, you were a little bit smarter and kept yourself smarter and experienced and kept yourself and friends that you were with out of trouble, getting caught up in a mob psychotic reaction kind of deal. And if you're not used to doing this, you can get caught up and find yourself in trouble real quick, like you said, for this one executive that you mentioned, and how many other stories are we going to hear about, even like the gal who was shot, you know, this Ashley Barrett. I mean, what happened, you know, like I said, the early reports was she was just standing there at a door. Well, then you see the footage, and she was breaking through, I mean, climbing through a window that had been broken. Well, you know, you're breaching, you know, security levels, and maybe out of emotion and whatever, you do that, and now you put yourself in peril, and now you're dead.
Right.
You know,
my example was when I was in college, and it was the tailgate party before the first football game in the fall, and the excitement was high.
Right.
And the first bottle was thrown. My friend group was standing there near where that happened. It eventually erupted into a massive, what was called a riot. Tailgating at my college was shut down for years afterwards. But as soon as that first bottle was thrown, and then the second bottle, I got my friends out of there. And really happy I made that decision. People were injured, you know, and all kinds of things.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, what hangs in the balance here is our civic responsibility and participation. We want to be careful we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's just that we need to learn from this to realize that, look, you know, we need democracy demands an activated citizenry. And, you know, there's nothing better that the ruling elites would like is that we would just cower, we'd fold up our tent, and like in your college, all of a sudden you're not having tailgate parties for 4 years because of this one incident. I mean, you have to be able to measure it and adjudicate an appropriate response.
Conservatives have done really well on this issue over the course of decades.
Yes.
I mean, just think of the Tea Party movement during the Obama administration. There were tens of millions of organized rallies, and I attended a lot of those rallies, and they were heavy on policy. They were light on chanting. Like,
yes.
You go to a rally last summer, and it was all chant and no policy. It was totally different with the limited government Tea Party movement, and it was always peaceful, and they always cleaned up after themselves.
Exactly.
And not one single instance of any problems over the course of that 2-3-4 year cycle. So conservatives, you know, I mean, the natural bent is toward law and order.
Right.
You know, I don't know what happened there, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of after action reports as to what happened.
Well, hopefully we get some objective viewpoints on this, but this is a culmination, I say, of, you know, the summer of love and all the burning of buildings and, you know, lives and destruction, you know, that happened. And the Democrats and Democratic run cities just sat back and let it happen. Well, you know, maybe part of that crowd psychology is saying, hey, look, they're not going to do anything. They didn't do anything earlier. They're in Lafayette Square right across from the White House. You know, almost let a church burn down and all the other things that were going on there. So what does it matter if you storm the Bastille, if you break into Nancy Pelosi's office? And I felt bad for her staff. I mean, she said their staff was locked and they're cowering under a desk, you know, fearful for their lives as, you know, this unruly crowd is going through and knocking on the doors. And I mean, that's quite a threatening experience.
They're lawbreakers.
Yeah.
They should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Right.
We were consistent on that. OpenTheBooks.com last summer. We said they're lawbreakers and they should be prosecuted.
And that's what the president said, too. Exactly.
And, you know, and big city mayors were standing down their police forces. Look, there's an old Wall Street adage that says flow begets flow. Mm-hmm. That applies to chaos.
Yes.
So chaos begets chaos. When you allow chaos, you get more of it. And, you know, was this an extension of the summer? Look, it didn't help.
Yes, clearly. Let's talk about the militarization of the U.S. executive agency. This is your first investigative report of the month. Tell us about this.
So in 2016, during the Barack Obama years, we investigated the purchase of guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment outside of the Department of Defense in the rank-and-file federal paper-pushing regulatory agencies like Health and Human Services, like the Social Security Administration, like the Internal Revenue Service, and also the traditional law enforcement agencies over at Homeland Security and the Department of Justice. So here's the update. We found that there's 103 executive federal agencies. Out of 122, there's 103 with arrest and firearm authority. There's 76 rank-and-file paper-pushing agencies like the EPA and even like the space agency NASA. There are 27 traditional law enforcement agencies that purchase guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment. So, Bill, after grabbing legal power, federal bureaucrats are amassing firepower. And this continued during the Trump administration.
So what are we to discern from this? Is America
DHS Homeland Security? They have nearly 300,000 weapons. We took a look at the scope of the federal officers now with arrest and firearm authority, and there's over 200,000 officers at the federal level outside of the military. That number exceeds the number of United States Marines at 180,000.
Wow. So what are we to conclude from this? I mean, in light of what happened with the storming of the Bastille, as we said last week, I mean, this is going to, I would think, you know, going with what you said, you know, with Wall Street, flow begets flow, chaos begets chaos. This could very well exacerbate, you know, the militarization of these executive agencies all the more, could it not?
Well, look, the left wants to eliminate private ownership of guns. And what we show in this report is that the federal government is armed to the eye teeth, right?
Yes.
So, look, over the last couple of decades, the sheer size, scope, and power of the federal government has grown dramatically. Now what we're showing at OpenTheBooks.com is they've got guns, plenty of ammunition to back it all up. For example, you better pay your taxes. The Internal Revenue Service owns 4,500 guns, and they've actually stockpiled 5 million rounds of ammunition.
Wow.
Their special agents can carry AR-15-style guns and submachine guns.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure with the flip of a switch, they could be turned to automatic as well, right? Because
Why in 2016, and it got a lot of attention, then U.S. Senator, our honorary chairman, Dr. Tom Coburn, and I co-authored a piece for the Wall Street Journal, Why Does the IRS Need Guns? It was a very, very popular piece, and
right.
The Wall Street Journal editorial board followed it up with, when your IRS auditor gets to carry a submachine gun.
Boy. We're back to Elliot Ness days here. I mean, this is getting crazy. But it's no wonder America is arming up. I mean, not only because of the threat of not having access for personal protection. And, of course, we see what's happening, the riotous behavior. I mean, we even had two attorneys there in St. Louis, right? Their home is threatened. And just because they bring out their guns to protect their property, they're the ones that end up in trouble?
Well, you know, and that's the juxtaposition between, you know, and we have got to answer these significant public policy questions in this country. Does the government get to own the guns of the people? No. And that's exactly the opposite of what our founders intended. Here's another example. Veterans Affairs. You know, they're supposed to care for our, you know, to fulfill the bond and the promise to our nation's veterans for basic health care. Yet, you know, during a period when veterans couldn't get in to see a doctor because there weren't enough doctors, almost $26 million, 11 million rounds of ammunition was purchased. The VA has almost 4,000 law enforcement officers guarding medical centers. In 1996, they didn't even have a police force. They had zero officers.
Wow. Well, Adam, again, we're grateful for the reporting and doing what you can to hold them accountable. All the best to you. And for people that want to come alongside, how can they donate to Open the Books?
Just come to OpenTheBooks.com with a credit card or PayPal. You can make a donation, and more donations equal more investigations.
Exactly. And the other thing to do, ladies and gentlemen, is if you can do this on a monthly basis, I mean, because it's not like Adam and the crew are just doing this, you know, one and done in a couple weeks. I mean, as you know, we reported, they're doubling their efforts this year, and you want to come alongside and do what you can to support that effort. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. Thank you, Adam. Great job. Appreciate it.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase.